Good evening, and welcome coiners of all types from across the globe. I'm your host, Chip Chodler, and welcome to the 6 o'clock crypto evening news, where the past few days, it has felt like we have been
spending most our lives living in a scammer's paradise.
As he walks through the alley of the shadow of death, Justin looks at his life and realizes nothing left, cause he's been scamming and laughing so long that even his mama thinks that he stole this song. But he always crosses men that didn't deserve it, giving away a Tesla, you know that's unheard of. Twitter better watch how they talking and who they mocking, or you and your homies might be lined and chalked. He really hates to slip cause he's caught loke. Nitron tickets, no Tesla, please don't choke. Fool, Mr. Sun, a kind of flea. Little scammers wanna be like fucking CZ in the night, on his knees in the spotlight.
Yes, old scam boy himself, Justin Sun, is back at it again, having the worst PR nightmare he could ever imagine. It's a car giveaway raffle scandal that would make Ashton Kutcher and Sean Austin Scott very proud.
Dude, where's my car?
Where's your car, dude?
Dude, where's my car?
Where's your car, dude?
Dude, where's my car?
Where's your Tesla, dude? Dude, where's my Tesla?
Let's start from the beginning. Justin Sun says he's giving away a Tesla and a $20 million free cash airdrop to get a mass media frenzy for the Tether moving onto the Tron blockchain. Now, any person with half a brain knew this was a scam immediately, but many people thought that he was going to legitimately be giving away a Tesla, so many people retweeted the post, hoping they would be drawn. Now, 2 days ago, Justin posted a pre-recorded video of him picking the winner. Let's watch that video now.
Hello, everybody. This is Justin Song. I'm starting to pick up the Tesla winner. We will use Twitch. This is an open source random winner pickup machine. So you can check the randomness on their code as well. So I just get into the Twitter and then type random Twitter picker. And then get to the Twitch page. And then we get this Twitter URL into this blank space, and then list the tweet, and then we saving to the database. Wait for a second. Let's do it. It seems all the winner pickup here hasn't followed me or tweeted. And the only the lucky winner here check all the boxes since to Uzi Grass just winning a Tesla.
Nothing seems really suspicious until you watch this part in slow motion. What was that flash? And no, it wasn't Tiggle Bitties. How about slower and freeze frame around 26 seconds? So it looks like the winner's profile page was flashed in the video even before he randomly picked him. Something smell fishy? Well, crypto Twitter went into full-on investigation mode, and Twitter user John Galt found out that Justin did 88 drawings using the Tesla giveaway tweet. First drawing was done on March 26 at 12:44 a.m. Winner from that drawing was at Kozminko201, as seen from this picture. Well, winner number one was not a person, but a fake account bot that Justin has paid for to up his Twitter following. At least it wasn't his CZ bot he has at home, which he makes sweet love to when CZ is out on business. Well, they drew for the Tesla 88 more times, but eventually settled on drawing number 57 of 88, as seen from the evidence from John Galt. This was the winner shown in the drawing video posted by Justin Sun. After all this evidence surfaced and Twitter wanted to burn Justin at the stake, Justin tries to delete all evidence, deleting the tweet announcing the winner and the video. He then posts this tweet trying to cover his booty, completely lying about what happened. And he blames Twitter and their compression algorithm for the glitch in the video. Well, the actual winner, shown in Justin's video, at UZGaroth, looks to be an actual person. He thinks he's won and sends his contact information over to Justin's son. He never hears anything from Justin. Then yesterday, he posts this poll. Do you think Justin's son and the Tron Foundation scammed me? I was officially the winner since he had mentioned there was no problem with the video. And they just made another draw, and they forgot me. Thank you. And it looks like 91% of people out of over 9,000 people think yes, they scammed him. Yes, Justin totally blows this guy off and does another drawing live to make up for yesterday's video. The winner that gets picked from the live hasn't said anything, and in my opinion, this is just a facade and isn't a real person. Now, you want to know what Justin said to the original winner? He responds to the poll he put out. However, I do recognize that this is an unfortunate situation. No shit, Justin. And would like to extend my warmest welcome to the next Nitron Summit in 2020, including a fully paid round-trip ticket to the event location. We are very grateful for your continued support. Hashtag Tron. So instead of a $100,000 car, but they're probably getting him the Model 3, so $35,000, he gets a ticket to the Shitcoin conference. I'm sure he was extremely happy about this, right? No, the winner said, "You can't explain to my 6-year-old son, you will not give him a Tesla because you were wrong. I had already told him that it would be his anniversary gift. He will meet the next 25th of May. This must have gotten to Justin's son because now he is putting out a Medium post saying that he's giving away 2 Teslas. One to the original winner and one to the live stream drawn one. Now, if you think this is great that Justin did this, we have to wait until the whole thing pans out. And I am in contact with the original winner. And I'm going to make sure Justin delivers that Tesla to the boy's door free of fucking charge. If not, Justin will be hearing from Chip again. It's obvious he was facing a PR nightmare and was stubborn until the very end. Everything was falling apart. He only gave in when shit hit the fan and his own ego realized that he couldn't get away with it. He realized too late to save face. People know he is running fake giveaways and his reputation is ruined. And in my opinion, the cars won't be delivered to either of the participants. But hey, I could be wrong. Let's hear what special reporter Rumpelstiltskin thinks about all of this. Rumpel, you there?
Sure am, Chip. Justin's son is a classic hustler. This is the man who is going to change the internet forever with blockchain technology, and he can't even aggregate retweets and pick a random one. Instead, he is using a third-party website limited to 3,200 retweets. Justin is an absolute clown, and he is going to revolutionize the internet as we know it. The price of Tron is going to keep slipping away, just like I started to slip away from the death grip of Sally Sue. And I found a new love. Myself. Tron holders and fanboys, smarten up and find a new love in this cryptocurrency scene, because these guys are not going to build anything special. Only a mountain of money built off your ignorance. Back to you, Chip.
Well, viewers, you know Chip is going to keep fighting the good fight. Justin thinks he has the world fooled, but the only one he has fooled is other scammers. And like I said, scams of a feather, they flock together. This will be the biggest dumpster fire that goes down in the history of cryptocurrency, and like always, you will have a first row seat with your buddy Chip. I'll see you next time because Chip is checking out.